Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, ho, everyone. My name is Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 123. In today's episode, we discuss Rob's story time.
I hit a new low. I don't know.
Oh yeah, we do.
I don't know if it's you'll wild. Probably use it in the title too. I'm sure.
Probably.
This is clip worthy.
I don't know what. Yeah, this will be the one people this kind of talk clip about. This worthy. Is, yeah, this will be one people kind of
don't
talk
miss
about.
This one, please.
Yeah, Frank, that's really all I need to know. We talk
Did
about
I say my favorite one of Rob's. Yeah,
we talk about
no detail left out.
Some Elden Ring, Destiny, Witch Queen, my thoughts, the raid coming up.
Pokemon starters.
Brand new Pokemon Gen 9, the starters. I saw the Batman, my preliminary thoughts there. Question and answers. Of course, tangents. It's what you know and love. So stay tuned. Don't turn that dial, even though I'm sure most of you are like, what the fudge is a dial? You wouldn't even understand. That's okay. Ah!
Oh my god.
Oh, my headphone string was like stuck between my toes. That's fine. Freaking a wire, not string. Let's get into it.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 1, 2, 3.
65.
ABC. Oh, 1, 2, 3.
That's a fun episode.
It is. It's very fun. Right off the thing. Even children will know. Thank you. Glad to be back.
In a nice jacket. I want to talk about it. I want to talk about it. Now, why the normal clothes?
I don't know. Well, actually, the reason I'm wearing this specifically, didn't even realize I had this in my closet, but I'm about 2 weeks now into cold showers. I haven't taken a warm shower in 2 weeks.
You're insane. That is still like the craziest thing I think you tell me you do.
Peak masochist.
Like, I think I'd rather have a raspberry than cold showers.
I forgot what a warm shower feels like. So I've been doing that. And, well, it takes your body a while to warm up after a cold shower. That's part of the reason it, like, works and stuff. So I've been running a little cooler than usual, which is, frankly, probably a good thing because I run pretty hot. So much so that, like, I'm, like, turning the heat up at the house, which is just, like, I never do.
Whoa, that's not you.
And I was like, okay, well, I kind of need to just, like, warm up. And I saw this in my thing, and I was like, ooh, it looks like a flannel. That'll
be
warm.
Like a flannel fashionable kind of, you know, I'm like going to the movies type of thing, you know,
it's fancy. In fact, I did wear this to the movies. We'll segue into that in a second.
Okay.
But it's even got little buttons.
Yeah, that's why I saw you wearing that. I was like, okay, that's not just a Datto shirt. Rob
actually,
shirt,
got this Mr. from the Fruit Division shirt. 2. The back is just a giant logo. it's real Hooming clothes.
Okay.
But I've been doing that.
Are doing a little shopping up there.
Yeah, I've been. I don't know when or how I got this. Even Claire's like, where did you get that? I'm like, it was in my closet.
Being a normal human. Wow. I mean,
yeah, it's overrated. Let me tell you. So it's That's pretty much it. Cold showers. Gotta tell you,
though, you wore that to see the Murder on the Nile. No.
Yeah. Great movie. Great movie. Real crazy plot twist. They were never on the Nile.
Oh, the Amazon. Mm. They were on. Different continent.
But I actually know I went to go see Batman with Robert Pattinson. I
could get Thursday tickets.
Really? No, well, I almost got Wednesday tickets. There's so many
tickets. Well, there were Thursday tickets, but there weren't like Rob seats in the theater. Like, you know, seats to qualify for.
See, I got middle. Here was the play. 3 o'clock Thursday showing. Tickets are $7.
Dang.
Yeah, $7, middle. There's like no one else in the theater. Easy clap.
Did you wear masks? No.
Yeah. I still wear masks. I don't know when I'll not. Yeah, I should. It's like you're a little kid and you got a blankie. You know, that's what it feels like. It just feels like if I don't have a mask now, it just feels weird.
Okay.
So I masked up, but of course I had to get myself a Coke Icy, of course. It's been a while.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's right.
I even went with the cinnamon sugar pretzel bites this time. Feeling bougie.
Do you want to know what I got the last time I was at a movie theater? And I only got it because I was like, this just sounds wrong. Skittles gummies. They were like a gummy version of Skittles, but they didn't. So I was like, do they actually taste like Skittles? The answer is no. They just taste like
Sour Patch or something.
Yeah, so I was just, but like now Skittles is trying this whole gummy thing. So, but I didn't like it.
I'm just getting a visceral reaction. Remember, sour Skittles? I don't know if you ever had those.
You're right here.
Well, I'm thinking like my tongue is beginning to raw. Like, is beginning to get like those welts and stuff you get from like
sucking on. Oh, why is that?
Whenever you suck on like that really like sour stuff,
yeah,
you have something
saying.
Really salty. Yeah, I know. It just bring me back to memories of trying to eat those like sour Skittles. You know,
I thought you said your tongue is doing that now.
Oh no, that's just what it's reminding me of, and I'm like,
oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of tend to take away as I get older in age. I kind of tend to stick further away from sour candy and more so just nice chewy gummies.
Yeah,
except like Sour Patch watermelon.
See, but that's not like necessarily sour. Like, I don't think that. Like, sure, it might
like
be a little bit.
Short.
It's like a nice sweet sour. It's not like a warhead. Yeah, yeah, you know, like those Skittle ones. You said those bite.
Yeah, it's like. So I don't really know why I'm doing this to myself, but
okay. So you got cinnamon twists or whatever.
Yeah, cinnamon pretzel bites weren't the worst, and. Yeah, sat down for 3 hours trying not to pee. That was probably the hardest part of watching that movie. Because it's
3 hours?
It's like 2 hours, 56 minutes. Which Clara came out and she was like, well, before I saw a TikTok. And the guy was like, it's a good movie, but at times it feels like a 3 hour movie. And she's like, I felt that way. And I'm like, oh, really? Because I didn't. 3 hours
That's
flew
good.
By for me. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Hell yeah.
It was one of those things, too, where I was worrying we were getting closer to the end. I was like, I want more. Don't tell me it's over.
Yeah, it was like a Dune type of thing where...
Yeah, like, just keep going. We don't need to... Come on, don't stop. What are we doing here? Like, let's... Don't back it up yet.
That's always, like, a really good feeling when you're in a movie. Like, oh, no, I think it's kind of ending now.
I need more.
Like,
yeah. And that was the case. I loved it. I think Robert Pattinson did a fantastic job. I loved the mood and feeling of the movie. I don't know why, but I went in, I thought it was set in the 90s. I don't remember why. I could have sworn at some point when it was first announced.
I thought it was more like noir. Like,
yeah, well, I thought somebody had announced it was like taking place. I don't know. I think I heard it once and I was just like, oh, yeah, sure. It's present day. It's not 90s. Because pretty soon someone's using a smartphone. I'm like,
continuity.
Wait, mistake.
Is this some weird alternate universe where in the 90s?
They made a movie mistake.
I'm like, nope. All right. Because at one point they showed a document. And what also blew my mind was it was like some document. It was like some eviction notice. It really didn't matter. But at the top you saw a little date. And it was like October 19th, 2019. And I was like, That's when they filmed this, and this was supposed to come out like 2 years ago. It's weird to think about.
Is this supposed to come out like 3 years ago, technically? I thought it was supposed to come out like in 2019.
Yeah. And I was like, good Lord. But I don't actually, I didn't want to see anything or know anything. I only saw one review score before I left, and it was a 10 out of 10. So I was like, well, that's good news. And I think it delivered. Everybody, now,
I think the question on everybody's mind is, how does it compare to The Dark Knight?
It's probably the closest, especially like mood theme wise. Because also, I guess again, I'd heard this somewhere, and I just again, I was like, oh, okay, sure. I'm just,
you ran with it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, why not? Someone said, I could have sworn something like a great new addition to the new canon Batman. And I thought they meant like they were adding it to the DC universe, whatever. Which is why I had so many questions. I was like, okay, well, this is in the 90s. And universe is now. How are they going to age Pattinson in like 30 years? And then I get in there and it's present day. And I'm like, okay.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, how are they going to fit this in? Especially with everything going on.
You had so many like pre-movie assumptions that mess with your head.
I just wish I could see your face during when you saw the date. And then you just go... like all of a sudden, like that's when everything went south.
Like, wait, like, and that's when I was like,
everything
all right.
I've known is a lie.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, just whatever I thought, just forget about it. And no, it's not canon in the new DCEU. Batfleck is still canon, and apparently is still doing one appearance in the new Flash movie, and then that's it. So I still don't really understand. So I don't know how that works. Well, and I think what people are, you know, tinfoil hat spinning, is that in the Flash movie, he opens and goes through a whole bunch of parallel dimensions, alternate dimensions, whatever, because he's supposed to pull out like other Flashes or something. I don't know. So it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me if this is how they pull out like the new Batman.
100%. I mean, Flash is the perfect way to like, hey, you know, maybe we don't need Batfleck.
And Batfleck's like
Henry Cavill.
First off, he'll probably die. That would, I guess that's how they would send him off, right? And it'd be like, take my other me, you know, who knows. So that's what I'm assuming, but so it's not gonna be,
I was thinking of the Snyder cut, but because the Snyder cut is technically not canon.
I don't know. I think it was, I think I hate that it Batfleck was given the Justice League and then that cut came out and then it all blew up in everyone's faces, so then
they're just like, ah.
Affleck's like, yeah, I'm still, out, dude. Like, I ain't.
With how much they've recovered, they're like, they're still,
which like
still on the recovery period from that movie.
Which like sucks, man. Like, cause I personally, like, kid wise, like I was a DC stan. So like, I really wish like we could have like DC and Marvel just be the same, you know, just be the same as like, it would be so cool.
Batman
like,
still stays undefeated, but
because then you could have like Marvel versus DC, you know, like you could have like, they're like, let's just do it. Like, let's make a gazillion, jillion dollars.
They could literally make the movie Injustice.
Yeah.
Stop.
Say it and so. Before the movie, they did have like little previews of the new Flash movie, Black Adam.
Did they have like scenes of The Rock as Black Adam? Like,
there were scenes of him as Black Adam, but there, I don't think there's any action shots.
Okay.
And then there were a few others. And then they're all like, pew, 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 pew. Like these movies only available in theaters. So I think that was signaling that their deal with HBO Max, whatever, has come up. Or like at this point, they're like, all right, well, now you gotta go to the theater to see our things.
I mean, we beat COVID. COVID.
Hey, great job, everybody.
We're on to bigger and crazier things now, you know?
Yeah,
COVID.
True.
Yeah, you know, COVID was like, hey, I enjoyed my stay. I really enjoyed warming up the stage. I'm just gonna love this next guy. Yeah. I gotta go.
You guys thought I was the main event? I was a warm up.
Yeah, I was your warm up. Everybody enjoy it. I'm out. Nuclear war walks in like, hey!
At that time of the world.
Like, oh, no way!
I don't remember what I was talking about. Yeah, anyway, movie was great.
yeah.
Better than Batman? So, like Dark Knight, no?
Well, I explained to Claire, I don't know if any Batman will ever beat that for me. Not only because I think they're great movies, but also they're just nostalgia-wise and like, they're just like my favorite movies when they came out. Like, there's, you could literally make a, well, see, I just don't think you'll ever make a better Dark Knight. Like, that's probably my favorite movie and will forever be my favorite movie. Something could come out that many would be like, this beats Dark Knight. And I could probably be like, in a normal world, yes, but again, with my preconceptions and stuff, I don't think anything.
Like, you watch The Dark Knight every now and then. That's how much you like it. And you normally don't even do that with movies.
Yeah, never.
I mean, it's fair. I mean, like, you can't even, that's like the most influential, next Dark Knight and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, they're just in a different tier of legendary.
Yeah. I mean,
because they made, you wouldn't have these movies that we're getting today without those two movies.
I mean, to this day, I think The Dark Knight is still the movie I saw the most while it was in theaters. I think I saw it like four times.
This is the best.
It's impossible to quantify like how much those movies, and Dark Knight, like, that was like, hey, superhero movies can be taken seriously.
Yeah. They're not like jokes. Like, even though like Spider-Man 2 or whatever is like, wow, this is how you do a superhero and a sequel, blah, blah. It was still like,
I think,
flashy, that, like, corny. Yeah,
like, really predated like the just fun and like,
oh, this, dude, is clearly like, made for like the 8 to 15 year olds type of thing, you know?
But I mean, Batman, Spider-Man was like, 2 was a little more mature than 8 to 15 year olds.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
But like, you know, like, it could be like Spider-Man 2 is like the perfect, like, hey, this is a superhero movies are genuine wider audience, like, these things can be successful. And then Batman was like, hey, you know, the superhero movies you like, they could be you could take them seriously.
Yeah, because like around those times you were still getting movies like the Green Lantern. Fuck, like, yeah. That was like a really lull point in like superhero movies, was just like, and then like, I think I never saw Batman Begins because I think I was like, just had that, the superhero stigma movies where it was just kind of either,
yeah,
Spider-Man's really the kind of only good one, and then everything else kind of is mediocre. And then, well, not true, because I think Iron Man was out at that point. Like, Iron Man was good. Well,
Iron Man came out after starting. Batman Begins.
Well, I'm saying more so before Dark Knight. Dark Knight is when I was, yeah, like, okay, like, I'm really good. Because I didn't even take Iron Man very much. Like, I thought it was an okay movie, but like, I didn't think it was going to be some crazy thing. And then I saw Thor, and I think Thor became before Dark Knight. And I don't like Thor at all.
Iron Man,
Thor came after Dark Knight.
Iron Man came out 2 months before The Dark Knight.
Wow, really? What a year for movies then. So maybe it was before those two, then it was like,
they both did their own things for superhero movies. But point is,
Iron Man started technically the start of the MCU.
Well, I mean, yeah, for Marvel, yeah.
Rip the first Hulk movie.
What year is that? 2000, what, 7?
8.
2008, okay.
But what I think this did, and what I learned afterwards, is like, how's he going to make this canon? And I realized, Warner Brothers or whatever were like, hey, we're not making this canon so that he doesn't have to figure out his own thing. Like, it's a darker, grittier thing. We want him to be able to have creative freedom and continue this Batman series wherever he wants to go without having to bend. Because, like, I'm sitting there, too, at some points, I'm like, you're telling me this is the same universe as Peacemaker? Like, that's what I'm like, how does this work? And then it made a lot more sense. Okay, this isn't canon to that universe. Which makes a lot more sense. But I think it came the closest. Not only execution-wise, but, like, feeling theme-wise to The Dark Knight without also feeling like it was just trying to be The Dark Knight. And again, the thing I enjoyed the most too was they did do more focus on Batman being a detective.
That's cool. That's like the one I'm most excited to see.
I mean, literally Batman's thing was he's the world's best detective. And so that's one thing that Nolan's trilogy only touched on. But it seems like this one there threw any more towards end. The fight scenes were really good. Also really believable. I think that was also one of the, it wasn't like he's some superhuman where none of this would have been possible. you'll see the fight scenes and stuff and know what I'm talking about.
Did you guys ever see Ghost Rider? I'm looking at the movies that predated Iron Man, and it's a pretty shitty list. Like, the movies...
Nicolas Cage also, I just thought he was a joke, so I just didn't go.
Did you see it, Blue? Ghost Rider?
Oh, classic. But really? That was like...
Is it bad or is it good?
Like, people just went because it was dumb. just really dumb fun, and superhero movies were only dumb fun.
So yeah, so like Fantastic Four: The Rise of the Silver Surfer, 2007. Spider-Man 3, 2007. Ghost Rider, 2007. Superman Returns, 2007.
Well, that was like when everyone was like, Spider-Man like really set the stage, and everyone was like, "Oh, we can make a superhero movie."
Spoiler yeah, and then alert, all these
not
sucked.
Everyone can make a superhero movie.
X-Men: Last Stand. Fantastic Four again. Batman Begins in 2005. That's how early that was. Isn't that crazy? 2005. Yeah. Elektra. You guys remember that?
That was such
I didn't
a
see it, but
movie.
I remember it. Yeah.
You know what movie trinity, like trilogy, I need to see? Because they say the first two are really good. Blade. I've never seen Blade.
Yeah.
I've never seen
Blade. I haven't either.
Well, Blade's great.
Yeah. So, Catwoman in 2004.
Was that the Halle Berry one?
Yeah.
Classic.
Spider-Man 2 in 2004, though, Blue. We talk about that one. John Travolta was the Punisher at one point, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just now learning this.
I'd rather just forget that, frankly. I want to go back 10 seconds where I didn't know that.
That's funny. Yeah, like, and then you just had like the X-Men and Daredevil movies and Blade, and then Spider-Man.
Which those are like for the time, I liked the X-Men movies too.
Yeah, they're okay.
I think they did
the OG first two. I think
are the good. The more they went on, especially newer ones, I feel like they started to fall off. But yeah, I think. Well, for me, I think peak was X-Men Wolverine.
Why don't you?
I really like.
Why
that
don't
one.
You think DC after like the Dark Knight were like, hey. Let's set the universe in this world and just have and see if they're
but,
down.
I mean, the part of the reason why the Dark Knight movies are so good is because they were it was just Batman. If you had like Batman with the responsibility of being like around other superheroes, I don't think it would have worked.
Well, I mean, it could just be like Batman, but that be the Iron Man of what DC had, you know, like that's what they should have done.
They would have had to set it up for other
somebody
movies
fumbled. We don't know what happened, but I'm sure they tried to do something like that, or but they just were late, and then Marvel started kicking off, and they're like, "Argh." And then I think part of that too is like, well, Marvel's doing the exact opposite, they're all lighthearted fun. We should do that, but not as good. But I think
but go
I,
see it.
But I think that's part of it. Like Blue has a good point, though. It's just like Batman can fit a darker theme like that. Like I think you just have a harder time trying to make that world work with pretty much any of the other superheroes, mainly in DC. So yeah, I think it was great. It was gritty. But it was fun. It was long, but it didn't feel long to me. And all in all, I can't wait to see where they go with it. Thumbs up for me. Batman stays undefeated.
Batman. Well, they have. Batman has had a track record. Of
well, I'm talking about you know since
okay
the recent.
I mean,
well, okay. I guess I'm. What are we talking about? The Dark Knight trilogy, not this one.
Okay.
The newer, grittier. Plus, Batflake to be fair, Batfleck didn't get his own, though.
Well, he got Superman vs. Batman. That was, I would say, Batman is in that movie more so than actual Superman is.
Well,
that movie's bad.
Yeah. Well, it has its moments, but if it had come together at the end differently, I think it might have been a little bit better than it was. But yeah, I think that was the thing. It's like, yeah, I know they just tried to do all this introduction. It was the same thing DC seemed to do every time. Is like they're trying to just fast track to get to where Marvel is, and so they're skipping some corners or cutting some corners, and that usually just ends up biting them in the butt. Like Eternals felt like that. That was like Marvel's DC movie, where they were trying to do too much in too little time, throw too many things together, get you to care about too many people without you caring about them previously. I think like that's the best way I could.
Yeah, that movie was very odd. Like, I didn't hate it, but I didn't like it. I was just like, okay, this is like Iron Man 3, like type shit.
Yeah, it just wasn't.
It just showed me that, you know, Marvel can't miss.
We have a higher standard now, Marvel. That said, I'll still watch everything you release, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I'll be at the theater within the first week, more than likely.
Yeah, Batman was great.
All right, nice. You know what else is great?
Story time.
Elden
Brawl.
Ring.
Oh.
Well, okay. Well, okay. So this is kind of...
I didn't know how... Okay.
Together. Okay.
Oh, I know. Okay, I know.
Okay, so I've been playing a lot of Elden... not a lot. Maybe like 10 hours. Maybe. Because I've only been streaming my playthrough and recording it. Blake's editing it now. Everybody was wondering. So I did a Voodoo Ranger. I'm re-sponsored with Voodoo Ranger. Shout out.
Nice. Ranger.
It was March 1st, and I was like, oh, let's just get the Voodoo Ranger stream on the 1st, and I'll just play Elden Ring, and I'll take a drink for every time I die. Okay, I was like, okay, like, now, I didn't really think about, like, and I told my chat, like, hey, like, I'm gonna be doing, like, some baby sips, you know, sometimes there'll be chugs and stuff like that, so keep in mind. So, I start the playthrough, immediately chug a beer. That's how you got to start it. Get the blood flowing, get it going a little bit. And bro, these things are testing at 9.4%. These are some badass IPAs, all right? They going to bite you in the ass. So I chug this IPA, start playing the game, just getting my ass kicked. I probably get to the point where I drink probably 4.5 beers. Now, I don't drink a lot. And like that's a lot of beers. So that it was probably like 40 something deaths. And you can go back and like watch the VOD. I don't remember ending the stream. I don't remember past like an hour of the start of the stream. Like I don't remember anything past that, which is always bad news. So I go back and watch the VOD. It's fine. I'm just an idiot and I suck at the game. And then like at the end, I'm like, I'm getting off because I feel like I'm gonna throw up. And I don't want to get banned. So I'm like, oh, well, at least like
nice, Rob.
Drunk Rob has some standards. So I go upstairs and apparently I tell Sydney, I'm like, we're going to bed. And she goes, what? Rob, it's 8:00. Like it's 7:30.
Oh, we're going to bed.
Yeah, it's 7:30. So I'm like, apparently I go, well, I'm going to go puke. So I go upstairs, bro, and just start like puking bad. Apparently, I don't like remember any of this. So like I'm puking. This is like I'm just referring to what Sydney had told me yesterday. So I'm puking, dry heaving, all kinds of stuff. I come to downstairs around like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. So at this point, I'm not drunk anymore, but I'm hungover as shit. I just don't feel good. I have a super bad headache. Go into the fridge, find 2 Gatorades, stone cold those motherfuckers, and just go dubs at the same time. Yeah, I had a green one.
What?
A yellow one.
What?
And then I had a red one after that. So I had 3 Gatorades. So I had those 3. And like I'm laying there just going like, oh my God, like I am struggling. Like let's just really try and go back to sleep. This headache is awful. So I then like, all right, let's go upstairs. And then like I turned to my left and Sydney like made dinner and she made pizza, but she had left the ranch out on the coffee table. So I turn and I see the ranch left out, like, but it's like in its thing and stuff. So I don't like smell or anything. But then I like look at the ranch and I just go like, man, like I wonder if that smells really bad. And then like I started thinking about the smell of ranch and then I got grossed out and I was like, I'm going to fucking puke. So I literally run to the bathroom, dude, sprinting like, oh, come on now. Sorry. Why is my phone like on loud? It's always on vibrate. That's weird. Okay. Anyways,
I'm professional.
I run to the bath, barely make it, bro. And like I vomit and like. You guys know, like, when you do, like, an AOE attack, it's, like, a cone attack. It's, like, goes, like, it is...
AOE throw up?
It's an AOE... Like, it is, like...
Crowd control like, throw up? I love that.
Yeah, and so, like, This is where it got kind of scary, yo. And I got like, I woke up Sydney in a panic.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
I've thrown up blood in the past, but it was always like a little, and it was always like kind of like when I was dry heaving. But this was like kind of a lot. But we like looked into it, and I think it was because Sydney said like, and I thought that was my first time puking the whole night. And Sydney's like, Rob, you've been in the bathroom for like 3 hours before that dry heaving.
Was it the so, red Gatorade?
No, it was no, dude. It was blood. Oh, like, it was actually blood. Like, and what we think it is, I think I just ripped my esophagus. And just kind of just a copium, I hope, you know, hopefully I don't have, but like my stomach doesn't hurt when I touch, like I did like test, you know, like I'm like.
Because your stomach's gone. That's why it doesn't feel.
Yeah. Like you know, who knows? Maybe I threw up my stomach in the process. So it gets worse. Okay. So like I throw it up. We figure out the blood, probably just esophagus, copium, go to bed. I wake up the next day and like, I go back to bed, like my actual normal bed. So I wake up the next day in a daze. Okay. I'm like, whoa, like I go to the bathroom, assess the situation. So like, you know, when you throw up, it necessarily doesn't smell bad after you throw up and flush it. Right. I'm about to get real personal and I don't want anybody to like judge. All right. So I thought I would go to the grave with the story until I wasn't even tell Sydney. Like, she was asleep and I was like, she's never going to know about this. So I go into the bathroom and like, I'm like looking to see how dirty it is. And I'm like it's not super dirty, but God, it smells really bad in here. So I just go about like, I go like to the other bathroom, that bathroom where I did the Gatorade throw up. That bathroom is bad. So apparently in the night I had gone to different bathrooms. So the first bathroom I had checked out, that was the first throw up that I don't recall at all. Don't remember any of it. And that's the one Sydney recorded. Sydney's literally has a video of me dry heaving in that bathroom, throwing up and everything. So go to the bathroom where the Gatorade throw up happened. Disaster. So I start cleaning that and I start walking back to the bed after I clean that. Okay, please. All right. There is like a let's just say a smear of Hershey stained poop on the sheet. Oh, now it's not like I pooped the bed. It's like I wipe my ass with the sheet type of thing. Like so. So there's like, so I like, and Sydney is, so like Sydney's on her side and it's on my, and I'm just like. Well, and then I start, thinking, wait, did I, so I go to the bathroom, spread, and like, I don't see, like, I, okay, there's no like poop on my butt or anything, but I'm in that bathroom. I go, dude, it still smells bad in here. I closed the door, dude.
You poop behind the door or something?
Dude.
It was so coming like, out the front and dude, the back? No. Simultaneously? Okay.
So there's toilet. So there's toilet. And I'm like huddled up on toilet. So like I'm huddled up on toilet like this. Okay, so it like hit the back wall. Like, dude, I'm not kidding. Guys. And it gets worse. And you can't possibly think it gets worse, right? It gets worse.
I don't want to know.
It gets worse. The poop went in the bathroom vent, yo.
Oh,
bro. Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking like, about- I look on the vent, yo, and there is just...
flakes.
Oh.
All I'm thinking about is how in this moment... In this moment... Sydney has never been less attracted to you in her life.
Thank God. She's so, like, thank God she's still. She doesn't know this yet.
She's just taking care of this pissing and shitting baby.
Yeah. So
their town.
So I close the door and I get the Clorox bleach, bro.
All while like, you're still pissing and shitting.
No, not all while pissing. This is the next day.
Oh, no. So
I am. I'm literally
pissing and shitting while cleaning up his pissing.
No, that you are disinformationing my story. This way, the next day, the poop has been.
I know.
The poop has been since laid there for like a couple of days. So, like, dude, like. Oh. So I start cleaning with like Clorox bleach and stuff like that. And Sydney can like hear. And I like close and she like tries to open it and I like slam it. And I'm like,
it's for your own good.
And she goes, are you okay? And I go, yeah. And I go, I just do not want you to see this. Yeah. I'll tell you. I will tell you about it. I just don't want you to see the crime scene. You know, let me clean said crime scene and I'll explain to you in detail. It was bad. And like, I'm gonna be honest now. Now whenever the vent's kind of on in that bathroom, it smells kind of poopy.
Gotta get it out. That's all.
I can't think of a worse place, dude. And then as the story goes, Sydney goes, wait, you pooped your pants? And I was like, no, technically I shit myself. Like, if I wasn't wearing pants.
I just straight, full stop, I shit myself.
Yeah, so like I don't remember any. Apparently I
was.
So, yeah, so, well, and then in the videos, you can hear me in that bathroom. Sydney recorded it, and she's just giggling the whole time. You literally hear me go like, I'm like throwing up, dude. And then you hear like, you hear it, yo, like bad. It is the most disgusting. Like, so that's the story was Rob hit a new all time. I didn't even tell my Twitch chat this yesterday. Cause I was like, I have a story for you guys about why I didn't stream afterwards. Cause it is the most like. And well, first of all, I felt like shit the whole day after. Like, just felt like super hungover. You weren't the only one. Yeah. But God, dude, it took me like 2.5 hours to like fully like clean. Now I understand why someone shits in the pool. It takes forever. Because I shit in the vent and it took forever to clean that.
We need to give a purple heart to your bathroom.
What a champ. Bathrooms, dog. Bathrooms.
Like the first one's radio and the next one, bro, he's coming.
We're like, oh, damn it. Then you open it. The bathroom in the basement's just chilling. Like, right? Like,
what are the odds he comes down here?
Yeah, so that was a, you can add Rob to the list of people who have gotten so drunk they shit themselves. Because I've been at parties where people have done that, and I have judged hard. No longer.
Now you're like,
no longer you will see. Yeah, and I am part of that council now. So.
One of us. You should be like, welcome. Yeah. Welcome yeah, to the sanctum of Poop Brothers.
I'll be back next April for the next Voodoo Rangers stream, but it probably won't get that insane. Yes. But apparently the stream was content, so.
Well, that's all that matters, right? Do it for the content, man.
Yeah, but I thought you guys would enjoy that story. Yeah, that yeah, and great. That is also, you also didn't hear me say I got behind the wheel of a car and stuff like that. I was at home and didn't do anything stupid.
And shit himself.
Yeah, and I shit myself. So let
rather
that,
do it at home than somewhere yeah. else, you know?
Yeah, you know? Better than doing that than getting a DUI and shitting yourself or something. Don't drink and drive or be stupid. Be stupid and shit yourself in the comfort of your bathroom.
And also, like you know, just know your limit and don't drink.
Well, and then so I text a friend. So I text a friend, like I'm telling the story.
It's like you're using like, can I phone a friend?
No, well, so I like tweet about it that like I'm cleaning the bathroom and stuff like that. And Sydney is like replying and stuff. So one of my friends who follows me basically goes like in our group text that Ethan's in, basically asks like what happened. And I basically go on to explain that story. And I go, is anybody else on that list of people who have pooped their pants while drunk? And he goes, no, I've never pooped myself while I'm drunk, but I am good for 2 to 3 shots a year. I was like, wait, what?
I'm
like,
due for one here soon, actually.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what? So you, he's like, I have never done it drunk, so you got me beat there. And I was like, do I? Like you poop yourself while you're sober?
Hey, you never know. They sneak up on you sometimes.
Put the it's been 2 days since Rob has last shit himself.
Ding 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 ding.
Because I know I told my last one when I was in the field and the sprinkler stuff and all that, so nice. I thought why not wrap it and tie it all with a nice bow tie.
So Elden Ring though,
super awesome. I think it's super. What I love about it, okay, so what I don't like about Bloodborne is when you go and fight the bosses and you heal, you lose all your healing. Like, you got to go back and farm mobs and stuff like that to get your blood vials up. Like, that's what I really don't like about Bloodborne. But everybody always said, like, the class system and, like, the builds and all that was, like, super awesome. And, like, just kind of the way it looked and, like, how it was so different from Dark Souls and stuff like that. So with Elden Ring, I was, like, worried about that. Like, what kind of, like, mechanics that they'd introduce that would, like, I don't know, not make it a Souls game, but if anything, they just made every improvement on every 100%. Realm. Like, you just run around, and then, like, sometimes, like, you'll defeat, like, a horde of things, and your flasks will fill up because of that. Like, now I don't have to, like, go and find a grace thing, or I can just teleport from grace to grace no matter where I am on the map. Like, I don't necessarily have to be at a grace to teleport to a grace. Like, it's just so convenient. And then just, like, I don't understand any of the story or anything, but it's just cool. You know, like, I'm not going to – it's like –
I think it's neat.
Yeah, I just think it's cool. It's kind of like Kingdom Hearts where it's like, I have no idea what's going on, but I like
if
Donald
you
Duck.
Walk away,
you know, it's like that. It's like, I don't know what's going on, but that boss looks really fucking cool and the music sounds sick. I don't dive into any of the multiplayer, though, so I don't know what the multiplayer is like. I don't Souls multiplayer. But in terms of just the open world, the feeling of like how the open world kind of feels alive, and just how every kind of region almost kind of feels a little bit different, and the enemy types, it's just so sick. It's going to be interesting to see what wins Game of the Year, this or God of War.
When does that come out?
I think it comes out 2022, no?
I'm probably, I just don't remember.
But it's got to be those two games. Like, I mean, I've even seen Blue online in Elden Ring. What are you thinking, Blue?
I love Elden Ring. It's so good. I think for me, like the really traditional JRPG, like punishing dick punch every single part of the game punishes you was what kept me off from the Souls game. And like in Elden Ring, like the game was just so vast, like there's just no room for that. There's just so much shit to do. Like, I feel like part of the content of Dark Souls was like, hey, like, well, you died, now you're fucked, go farm some stuff. But like here, it's like there's just like a stupid amount to do. There's so many bosses I come across that I'm just like, oh, here's fucking Cum Lord Twinkle Dinks, I gotta kill him. Whoa, look at this crazy drop he just gave me. Oh fuck, I've only done one main story boss and I've played 10 hours. Shit, I should probably get on that. Gets lost another 4 hours. Oh shit, look at this cool greatsword I just found. Starts to learn the greatsword. Oh, you know what'd be sick? If I put this Ashes of War on my greatsword to do like a fucking...
crazy combo thing.
Some crazy combo with the storm stomp. Do that. Okay, now I'll go do another story boss. Does another story boss. Gets 8 levels. Oh, I can finally use this greatsword I just got enough dexterity for. Uses that greatsword and learns how to use that greatsword and then does Ashes of War for that greatsword. And also, there's this quest that fucking... Rim job patchy watchy axe McGowan wants me to go on. Okay, I'm gonna go on that. Goes back to the central hub. This game's sick. Elden Ring's sick. I think the last time I felt like this about my ability to get lost in the game was probably Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I would say for me, probably like Ghost of Tsushima. I think I was playing it yesterday and I felt like I was playing fucking like a Souls version of Ghost of Tsushima. It is. You'll love it, Christian. I don't know if you've given it a try yet or anything like that. But
I want to.
It seems like right up your alley. And then what's cool, too, is like you can play co-op with friends, too. Like if you want to, like you can play bosses with friends. I don't know how all that works. I haven't done any of that. But then, like, the boss fights. Like, what I love about those kind of games is, like, you start the first boss fight, and you just get pwned. But then, like, by the fifth time you go at it, you slowly see yourself improving and learning and stuff like that. It's, like, those little things and those little notices, like, while you play these types of games, is, like, why I love it. It's so much fun. I don't get necessarily too crazy. Like, I've seen crazy builds to where this dude's like teleporting all over the place while fighting this boss, and the boss comes to like attack him and he disappears and turns up behind him and is like, zah, 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 zah. It is like, you can get really technical with it. But it's game of the year, and I'll be shocked if anything beats it, honestly.
I tuned in to see you just trying to cheese the tree sentinel. That's all I saw.
I went back the next day to beat the tree sentinel, and everyone went, Rob, you beat the tree sentinel the other day when you were drunk. And I was like, see, I don't even remember beating it. I literally went back to go fight him, and everyone's like, dude, you beat him. And I was like, oh, I did? Like,
I just remember you were only on your horse, and you would just hit him once and then run away for like 30 seconds and then come back and hit him once and go away for it. And you're like, the pace. And then you get hit twice and die immediately. All right, well,
I tried.
Yeah, well,
but close. It's so sick, like it. And I haven't even like got into the meat and potatoes of the game yet. I'm probably, let me see. Yeah, I only have about 8.5 hours, so I haven't even really got into the meat and potatoes of the game.
Well, I mean, that's also different for everyone. For somebody, that means they're still on the first encounter. For someone, that means
yeah, exactly.
Right now.
I did see a funny tweet though, and I don't know if it was a content creator or a journalist or something like that, but they were basically saying like, I had fun with Elden Ring up until this point, and it was basically talking about like this boss fight and how it was just like not fun, and basically, and then he like shows the fight and he's like fat rolling during it and like not doing like, yeah, it's so funny.
Like, well, there's your problem.
Yeah, but if I understand that worry that people have with these kind of games is like, I'm afraid I'm going to buy a $60 game and I don't get past the two fucking first bosses because I suck at games. Please buy it and try it. Like, this is the one. If you've never tried a Souls game, because this is the one to try. I feel like you don't have to grind. Like, back in Souls games, like, you'd have to grind to like enemies and stuff like that to get souls, and those enemies would be like way higher than you and would have really punishing moves and stuff like that. So just beating those was a, like a task in itself. But Elden Ring does this good job of like kind of placing like really kind of grunt enemies in there while you're kind of just exploring, just to easily kill with a slash while you get, so you can get your runes up by just killing and by just running around everywhere. So you just naturally farm while looking for new stuff. It's this really like really satisfying like progression of, I know I need to farm and I'm going to farm naturally while I'm just looking for other stuff, because I know these enemies aren't too punishing. Until like, but the bosses, dude, are
so sick. They the stepped amount, up there, yeah, they put their whole from sussy into it.
Yeah, and that's why I like that the bosses are super difficult. And like there's this boss, dude. Like whenever you heal, he's like, "No, you don't. Like, I'm not letting you heal. Like, I hate that guy." Like, it's like they've programmed these bosses, and their boss AI has just gotten so good over the years. It is some of the most unique boss battles I think I've ever had in gaming, and I think I fought in maybe like three or two bosses.
You could never three fight a boss in Elden Ring and have a great time still, to be honest.
Yeah, because like you just learn, and then like at some point they pull out some crazy thing, and like, a fucking course they do. Like, it's just a really awesome game. And I think if you've never tried a Souls game and they're super intimidating, this is the one to try out, because I think it is, believe it or not, I think Sekiro was the hardest one. Like, I think that one was the difficulty threshold, and that was insane.
That's what I've been seeing is people tweeting and stuff, like, for people curious, like, where I think Elden Ring is on the difficulty thing. They have it kind of near high, and almost every list I see has Sekiro on the top. But I, like, dominated that game. It's so strange. And as I was reading...
You're a fucking god gamer.
You love parrying.
Well, that's what most people are like, yeah, like, with most Souls games and games I play, I don't parry, or I'm not used to parrying. So getting the parry system was really down. I freaking play games for parries, man. So I think that was the difference.
It's so hard at times, though.
It was made for you.
That it's so hard. I do not parry in Elden Ring at all.
I don't
not
think there is
once
anything I nut harder to in a video game than a parry, bro. That ching!
Then
doesn't matter the game.
Would you throw a perfect shield in that category as well, in like Smash?
Well, that one just doesn't have the same... I mean, those are just as hard, and they're also satisfying.
It's like,
but
when you parry in that game too, it makes that like doom kind of sound, right?
Yeah,
when
it's always like a when it's
yeah.
Oh, it's just always so good. But yeah, it was so interesting for me knowing that that's the only one I've actually bothered to actually beat. That was people's.
Oh, dude. I knew Sekiro was hard when I was like, I'm not doing this. Like, that's when I knew it was hard. I was out. Like, yeah. But super fun game. Go try it. How far are you? How many hours have you put into it, Blue?
So I've probably put in like 15 something hours.
Okay. It's a pretty good amount.
So I've been playing a lot the past couple of days. Just to get something. There's nothing to do in D2 right now until Raid. Speaking of D2 Raid, you guys have probably just watched us yesterday.
True.
Doing that new D2 Raid. I don't know what it is, because this is past me, but future me probably had a good time.
Yeah, we hope it was sick. We got world's first.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
And second. We went through again before.
And actually got the set. Yeah, we capped a boss checkpoint because we're like, let's get this raid loot, boys.
That was pretty BM of us looking back now.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand why the Destiny community is
a little upset. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like,
it was
BM.
Pretty crazy because Rob started talking shit like, fuck Dado.
Yeah,
and then everyone was probably like, whoa.
But
dude,
I was just hyped, you know.
Do?
I saw Red, you know.
Yeah,
I called
not
out
knowing
everybody.
Not knowing that we're friends with Dado, and like, yeah, we just started like,
I could
it was kind of,
I said,
like,
Benny, you're next. Like,
yeah, and then like when I started chanting 2402,
yeah,
2402, and then like Reddit community,
maybe
was
I went
like,
a little
wow.
far.
Somehow the Reddit community was like, whoa. Mr. Fruit's a piece of shit, even though the whole time Fruit didn't say anything. It was just me and Rob. Yeah.
And the raid sounds sick. Like, I can't wait for tomorrow.
Dope.
It's like, guys, do you really want to incur Dado's wrath? But yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Just shoot for day one clear. That would be nice.
That would be very nice.
Can we get your Witch Queen thoughts, Mr. Fruit? You weren't able to give your thoughts last week. Care to spare a penny for your Witcher and tell us what your thoughts were?
Toss a coin to your Witcher. No, I really like it. So far, there are things it's done really well, and then some things it's missed. It's hard to say too. Like, oh, this was the best expansion. People are like, well, it's only been out for like a week. It's like, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Best campaign easy, best expat. Yeah. Let's calm down, guys.
Yeah, we literally can't know either until we've seen exactly everything that they've planned for the expansion. So seeing how good the raid is, that'll factor into it. But I mean, either way, even if it's a bad raids are still super fun. So, raid's good. Campaign was, I think, easily the best. Yeah. Doing legendary difficulty, like adding that into the game, was a really good idea, I think. They executed it really well.
It seems like they're adding it to the next like expansion too, that because I think the guy who like made it said he
put going for the credits for like Lightfall. The next one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good things. I also like the glaive. I'm worried about what it's going to look like after this season without the artifact mods. I have a feeling they're going to be useless, but I guess we'll find out. New exotics are cool, except for armor. And nerfing the Titan helmet after 1 week, that wasn't even really problematic, and now it's just...
Yeah, and I don't really see people using it a lot.
I don't know, and now it's just literally... To put it in perspective, people are like, why did I just die my first death in PvP and now I don't have a class ability? Because that's what the helmet now does. It's ridiculous. But aside from that, weapon crafting is cool, but that's also like one of the things I like, one of the things I don't like is weapon crafting. Weapon crafting is cool. The weapons you can craft are cool. The way you can make it all is cool. However, the economy around it, not so cool. Mm-hmm. How difficult it is to get out a lot of the elements and materials you need. The cap, they give these...
Why is
artificial elements? Yeah, it's ridiculous. The cost.
Oh, I saw that. Sammy was talking about that in his stream. That like basically they cap you to kind of do it again, basically, or spend them. But it's like, why would you? Like, I'm gonna spend them anyways. Why cap me?
I'm gonna spend them on a god roll. Why would I spend them now?
Yeah.
So they're all super expensive too. And like the whole point was supposed to be they'll save vault space and you get to like play around and find your perfect build, except it doesn't promote either of those things because you need to save every single deep sight weapon you get to
those
use
are the
later.
Red weapons, right?
Like, yeah, because once you complete those, then you get materials, but 9 times out of 10 you're capped, so you need to hold on to them. So then when you craft, then you can do it because they're the arbitrary cap, and then you can't really reroll weapons because you're like, oh, okay, well that didn't work, let me reroll. Is going to break your entire bank. Odds are you can't even afford it anyway, especially the higher level it is. It's like when you, right now, it's like if it's a level 20 max, whatever, and you're going to craft it, you need to make sure whatever you're putting it in is what you want.
That's what you get. Like, that's, you're never reworking that or anything.
No, because the cost to then switch is just astronomical. And on top of that, the higher end stuff you need, the Ascendant alloys are bugged and like,
I've
where do those even drop from?
Master weekly missions. I think any difficulty in the weekly missions. Master Wellspring. I think there's something else. But to put it in perspective, I'm 110 on the season pass already. I got one to drop for me this entire expansion. I like literally can't do anything. Yeah. And then on top of that, Rahul will let you like buy one for 400 legendary shards every week. But the second week he's been bugged and you can't. So I can't even get another one. So I've like crafted and leveled these weapons. But I currently, I can't even, yeah.
Like, you have to put a master alloy into that thing to like make it.
Yeah, for every, whenever you want to do an enhanced perk, which are those like golden ones, that's like usually a pretty small difference too. You need to send an alloy at
least
nothing
to
one.
The point where it should be this gatekeeped to the point where it's that powerful, and that's why there's this many steps to get something that's that powerful.
Why is it you would spend more time, you would probably spend less time just if those weapons had a farmable thing.
Yeah, just trying to get
you
a god
roll.
You
would have spent less time just grinding a god roll than you did crafting it. And it's
that's
like
pretty
okay,
bad.
At that point, what is the point of weapon crafting?
Yeah. And I think they know that and they're looking at it, but just sad they didn't see this beforehand. But if they can figure it out, we'll see. But the other problem I have with it too is also how you get the weapons to be craftable. You have to get like 3, 4, 5 deep sight variations of this weapon. So I need like...
Before you can even craft them.
Yeah, I need like 4 deep sight sniper rifles. Complete those to get the 4 out of 4 patterns to then be able to craft it. But oh, by the way, they're all locked behind Wellspring, which is on a daily rotation, which is fine.
With an abysmal
drop. But completing
it.
Yeah, but completing it. Abysmal drop rate to just get the weapon, and then to get that weapon with deep sight is just like forget about it. After hours and hours, I just gave up. I'm like, until they change something, yeah, I'm not like, doing this. So
it's not fun.
Yeah, it's like a bit of a bummer because, like, honestly, too, I liked Wellspring. Until then, I'm stuck in it, not getting rewarded.
Yeah, I have no choice.
Yeah, now I'm like, okay, well, now I just resent Wellspring.
No, I just hate it here.
Yeah. So, I think crafting is a good thing, and I think get to a place where it's even better. But right now, yeah, right now it's
just,
yeah, we're like beta testing it.
I'd understand if like the alloy was this hard to get, if the perks were just insane or something, you know?
Which, yeah, and the enhanced perks are like most of them are like maybe like a 1%. One like one's like 0.25% seconds longer for most of the time based perks.
There's one
damage wise, it's like almost negligible.
Yeah, I forget what it was, but something with like reload speed or something. And like normally it would be like a 2.5 second reload speed or something, but with enhanced, it's now 2.3 seconds.
Yeah,
it took like, off like 0.02. It's like, is that really? Yeah, is that like really gonna warrant? So that's really
that much work for 0.2 seconds of time save.
And I think that's just the bummer part too, is like I would the grind part shouldn't be just being able to craft it. It should be making it, but then grinding out the levels and then testing out and experimenting.
Yes.
The clip. The fun part should be getting it, playing with it, making it your own, not killing yourself just to be able to craft it, and then you have to grind it all, and then you don't have the materials to even make the thing. So again, that's like my biggest gripe right now. Gambit is still an absolute mess.
Get why everybody has this gripe with Gambit. All Gambit is just pinnacles and powerfuls. You just have to, like, what is it about Gambit that makes you want to play it more than what is required? You know,
like, but that was the guns they, good in it? They did this whole like, hey, we're doing like a Passover, we'll like a good patch. What it's really just galley spam now. And then realistically, Yarhorn's probably going to be nerfed because of Gambit, which is ridiculous. Which, and they've done
the
it before.
Is, why is there so much heavy in Gambit now when everyone was like, hey,
and the health time
we
gauge.
Get way too much heavy?
Yeah, someone
just
can,
add more.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. So, the point is. Like Gambit, to be fair, I didn't like it before, so for me that's not much of a loss. But it's just like even today, I think this morning it's like on my Hunter, it's like, well, the last thing I have to do is 4 or 3 Gambit matches. I'll just get on my Titan, and it's just like I just don't want to right now.
Yeah,
I just can't. And then on top of that, PvP is still just a mess. I mean, they haven't touched that thing in like 2 years or whatever. But the PvE has been great. Throne World, great location. Love what they've done. The PvE stuff outside of that like was exclusive to this has been great so far. And I think the raid's going to be great. And then we'll see. I've been enjoying the new season. PsyOps is pretty fun. So again, it's hard to say as a whole where I'm going to put it. We'll have to wait a couple weeks. Especially too, because like if it's like Forsaken, for instance, a lot of stuff unlocks or changes after the raid's completed. So we'll see if something like that happens, what that'll look like. But at the very least, campaign, absolute banger.
Banger.
And I do like a lot of the new exotics and weapon stuff. A lot of them are gated behind the crafting, which hopefully gets sorted. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my thoughts.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of thoughts... Pocket Monster.
Oh my god, Mr. Fruit.
I'm happy for you guys.
I find it so weird that me and Fruit have such like a hype response to it. And it feels like it's very half and half where like there's such like a tempered response to the starters, but like I was like, bro, all three of these bang. Fuck. And I was like, yo, Fruit, what do you think? And Fruit was like, they exactly hit. What he's doing right now.
Yeah. I'm doing
hey, you, hey,
I think they
you gotta eat crow. You said there was no Gen 9 this year.
Yeah.
You said no Gen 9.
Well, it was also as soon as someone pointed out that there were two teams, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. So it makes a lot more sense. And it is happening. So yeah, I'll go. I was wrong. I didn't think there would be.
And like Blue said, these starters are cool. We talked about it a little bit. Them bang. But we didn't want to like jump too far into it without
a
you.
A lot of people were like, but they kind of like redo some of the old ones. And it's like, there's a lot of what's species. What's wrong with that? There's a lot of types of ducks. There's a lot of types of cats. There's a lot of types of, you know, reptiles. Hell yeah, I want more.
Is there a duck Pokemon though? Like I really thought about
one called Ducklet.
Ducklet?
Yeah, there's Psyduck.
There's Psyduck.
Gold duck.
But they're all different ducks. So like I can't be mad. And then they're like, "Oh, it's just the fire Totodile." And it's like, "No, it's a fat fire Totodile. Thank you very much. And it's wicked."
Well, and like, what's wrong with that? Totodile was like one of the coolest designs I think ever.
Like, it looks like a little pepper.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like Totodile. It's a reptile. That's the only thing it shares. All right, guys.
And then
just because you can't be creative.
I wasn't crazy on the grass starter until someone said weed cat. And then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's sick.
I'm all
like,
in.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's sick.
You tell me it's a weed cat?
I saw like someone do like a fan art and it was like the starter and like some art thing. And it was just like them chilling next to a bong, just stoned. And it was funny.
Now I like cats.
That's the quickest way to Rob's heart.
I was like, I'm going to pick that cat.
That's my starter.
Weed cat now. Yeah. I might name my new cat Weed Kitten now.
The poor thing.
And then this is my generation, baby. Spain. Guess what? I'm half Spanish, half Mexican. This is my time, baby. This is my home. When they were like, when they showed off some of the architecture and stuff, I was like, bro, I walk past this type of architecture all the time in San Antonio. Let's fucking do this. I'm ready. Sprigatito, you got fucking Fuecoco. It's Spanish as fuck. I'm so ready.
Yeah.
Now, are you worried about the evolutions, though? I feel like we've been here where you like the starter.
Oh, 100%. Well,
but that's the thing is, like I explained to some people, is this is the first time I've liked every new starter.
Every single one.
The last time that was probably Gen 4, frankly. Because 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th all had at least one that I was like, meh, that's a miss for me. This one, I'll take all three. So... will some of the Evos miss? Yeah, probably.
If any of those are bipedal, I'm going to be pissed.
Probably.
What do you mean? What's bipedal?
They stand up on two legs.
Oh.
But someone had a good point that a lot of people's least favorites are quadrupeds. So.
What are people are normies? Ones that sit down or like are on all fours?
Yeah.
Why are those their least favorite?
Because they're normies.
I feel like those are most good Pokemon, no?
Well, no, like Samurott. A lot of people don't like Samurott. That's a quadruped.
Those people are dumb.
Well, someone sent Meganium.
Like you have Delphox stands, and it's like, I didn't know you people existed.
Yeah, where'd you guys come from? All three of you. No, we're talking about starter quadrupeds.
Oh.
Yeah.
If it's going to be bipedal, at least make it look like... not humanoid. Like, give us a Feraligatr, a Charizard, a Decidueye, you know what I mean?
Which was the one, like, the latest one that was, like, actually fish human? Like,
oh, that's Primarina.
Okay.
Yeah, well, see, that one was like, see, that's not a bipedal. I was like, that's just a miss no matter what, all right? Like, we don't...
Whatever that is.
Yeah, that's... I don't think Primarina's
that bad, but definitely not my favorite.
We disagree on that one. Pretty bad for me. But and best of all, we know very little, frankly, about the new Pokemon Gen 9 games called Scarlet and Violet. But what they showed, and at least like detailed in their little press release or whatever, was essentially what I was saying I wanted Arceus to evolve into, which is open world with cities littered in between that are seamless. So it's just the region. You just go in, you walk in the city, you walk out, you're into the new open world. Like,
and it's exactly that.
So
it's exactly that. I'm just ready, dude.
You guys like the name Violet and Scarlet?
I will say the logos were a little bit of a miss for me. But if the game fucks, I don't care about the logos.
You don't care about the name. I think Violet and Scarlet have to be one of the worst Pokemon names.
They definitely come across, the logos and the name has definitely come across as like fan-made Pokemon.
Like, I literally feel like they were like, what do we pick? Like, there had to have been something better than Violet and Scarlet. Especially if it's like in Barcelona or something like that. It could have been something.
I haven't really cared about the name itself since like Diamond and Pearl.
I do got to say the logo and the name come across as like fan-made Pokemon.
But it does mean somehow that, as we've seen, legendaries will have something to do with Scarlet and Violet. So I don't know what that'll mean.
But. Oh, I can only imagine how good the legendaries would be. Oh.
But yeah, we didn't see any other new Pokemon or anything either. But just...
Which is great, yeah.
This is what... I don't think I would have been as excited if I didn't like Arceus. But the proof of concept of Arceus, I liked. With new Gen 9, coming back to core RPG, with cities and everything, like, I don't know, probably the most...
On the Switch, I'm assuming?
Yeah. It's like the most optimistic I've probably been about a Pokemon game in a long time. And I didn't see
much. And it helps... And it helps that what they showed us was genuinely look good. Like, it wasn't like ugly graphically. It genuinely looked like, yo, this is a good looking game.
It's a definite step up.
They say this Arceus. Year for
sometime fall. So I imagine it's October, November.
Do you think get a Switch Pro by then? Maybe then it's on the Switch Pro or something.
I don't think so. I think Nintendo would have announced
it. About Gen 9, I'm going to say it. We're going to get another Switch Pro within. In the next year.
Okay.
I would like that. But I guess we'll see.
Now, would games have to be made for the Switch Pro, or is it just like the Switch Pro makes it look better?
I think
like
it's. Unlocks? I imagine it would just be hardware capabilities. Because I don't think they would also want to alienate and make people.
Yeah. You have to like.
Because they're like, wait, all my Switch games aren't going to work now? Like, why do I want to go?
It's like the Nintendo, like, if they do it, they'll do.
The way I look at it is it's like PS4 to PS4 Pro when you like stuff like that, or like Xbox S or whatever. Yeah.
If we do get a Switch, they'll straight up be like, yo, it'll probably be something stupid like the new Nintendo Switch.
It'll be Nintendo Switch 2. It's increases a better OLED than the last OLED. That's it. Thanks for coming to our
test. Suffering.
And that's it. Thanks. No hardware fixes? Nope. But a better OLED than the other OLED.
All right.
Like, okay, great. I'm sold. But yeah, I also don't think I would have been as excited if I didn't enjoy Arceus as much as I did.
Arceus. I'm not going to lie. Going into Arceus, I was really low on Pokemon. But after Arceus, the Pokemon hype train back, baby.
It'll be interesting to see when the next leagues come out and you guys are like, this sucks. Like, this is going to be just the worst.
There's never been a Pokemon thing where we've flat up been like, this fucking sucks cock. We've been like, tentatively, I do love me Pokemon, but this is a little sussy.
But they could also hurt me.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see. Someone had a great point, though, is like, every Game Freak second gen... core RPG on a console, whatever that console is, always really That's comes true. Together well.
Yeah.
And it was like the ones being like Black and White, Sun and Moon versus like X and Y and stuff. And so like Sword and Shield technically was like first Switch proof of concept thing. And now kind of part of that too, apparently in development stuff, they just weren't very familiar and were having trouble adapting to the Switch, but now they have better capabilities. They also are Pokemon, so I'm sure if they're like, hey, we need some people to help us understand this, somebody would come in. So I think I'm definitely more optimistic. And I think it's almost smart that Arceus did come out before this, because if Arceus hadn't come out yet and I saw this, Again, I wouldn't have been, as excited. But the fact that I saw Arceus, I saw the proof of concept. It wasn't perfect, but what they were going for, I really liked. And I said, build upon this. And that's what they're doing.
You're the head of Pokemon.
Like, I can't be mad. Like, literally, they, so far from what I've seen is exactly what I was like, hey, I want to see this.
This is what I want.
Yeah, so.
Now, if you had seen a little person walking around, then we would have been upset because it would have just been like the same as Sword and Shield and stuff.
Oh, some
like
stupid chibi? I would have been pissed.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
I almost called it a mochi, but I know that's not what it is.
A mochi? I mean, that's that's.
I just knew it started and it was like an E, like a and then you said it.
Chibi, yeah. But yeah, that's what I got. I'm excited.
Is there anything else we wanted to touch on before we answer some questions?
I don't think so.
All right, well, this kind of ties into a perfect Impasta of Haiku says, who are you picking out of the three new starters?
Fococo, baby. Fire Croc all day.
I'm not sure yet.
I'm not sure either. Like, this is, like Christian said, the first time I actually like all three.
I think I'm going to go with the cat because I typically go grass starters anyway. And the cat was, like, something I would have expected from fire. Like a fire starter, so the fact that we got it for grass starter. But like, I don't know, the duck and Fuecoco, whatever, they're both.
I'm probably gonna pick Fuecoco. He's so cute.
Evolutions might, because right now I could see myself picking anyone. So if we do see Evos beforehand, those might be what push me in one direction or the other.
Noah is a gamer. Asks, hello, my fellow distinguished gentlemen. With the release of Horizon Forbidden West, game of the year so far, by the way, not anymore, and Destiny 2's Witch Queen, Lance Riddick had a huge week. This got me thinking, what are some of your favorite video game voice actors? Honestly, Lance is up there, but I'd honestly go with Nathan Fillion or Haley Joel Osment just because he voices Sora perfectly.
If you walk
Kyle away. Blessing is one that comes to my head.
Kyle Blessing's my favorite voice actor.
I don't know. I'm not really into the whole voice actor kind of thing. You know, there are people who do great work, but it when people are like, oh my God.
Yeah, I don't stand voice actors.
Chris Timmonson did this. I'm like,
oh, yeah, same.
That's cool. Oh, Rebecca Timson did this. That's awesome. She did great. Like, she's also in this game too. It's like, that's sick. Like, I don't stand. I don't stand.
I like.
I'm not
Nathan
a VA
Fillion.
Stan, but I do. Well, actually, that's not true. I stand one VA, Kyle Blessing, baby.
We do stand him,
but also for me, it'd be Nathan Fillion. Between him being Buck and then his work as Cade, and I like him in his actual shows and stuff. I'm a Nathan Fillion stan.
Finnear
before, but Kyle Blessing stand before.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Good evening, my guys. Fruit, when are you going to continue Temtem? Also, y'all going to do any Spider-Man review with spoilers or nah? I mean, it's been so long. Now I get probably not at this point. Like, everyone has seen it and talked about it. You know.
We got nothing new to add, frankly. Yeah.
Yeah, we're on to Batman now.
Temtem. Well, the thing was, we were like in the middle of.
Is that with MTAS specifically, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Well, Joey and I were in the middle of one of the locks. And then on top of that, by the time it ended, Destiny, Witch Queen was around the corner. So I was like, we'll wait. So once MTAS and I both have some time, yeah, we plan on finishing it.
Have they added on top of the game at all? Or like?
Well, yeah, every time we've added, they've added the new island. So now every island has been added. And then the next update.
So how many Temtems are there total?
Close to like 150, kind of like the original Pokemon.
Okay. Seems like a good number.
Yeah. And then I think next one is when they start, or soon after, is like when they start adding endgame, trading, like the marketplace, all that stuff.
Chives asks, what are your guys' favorite anime movies? Oh, and it says, excluding your name. Your name, watched it a few days ago. Oh. I loved it. I want some more recommendations.
Takiku.
I mean, okay. I mean, Spirited Away is great, but like, I don't think Spirited Away is the greatest thing since a slice of bread. You know, like, I think it's good, but it's good. Yeah, it's a good movie. I'm trying to think.
I did like Weathering With You.
I was going to say Weathering With You was good, but I think because I was like, oh my God, this is going to be like Your Name.
Yeah,
and I did see it in dub the first time, even though I swear to God, I bought tickets in sub.
Yeah, we show up like.
Yeah, I was triggered.
But I guess I haven't seen like any actual mini standalone.
Train to Mugen or whatever.
Yeah, but see, like, but that wouldn't be standalone. Yeah,
continue, yeah.
Because otherwise, yeah, I'd say like probably that one was
the Dragon Ball Z Broly movie.
That's a good one too.
No. That one, and like I'm talking about the old one as well, like the old one and the new one.
Oh, yeah, the new Broly was sick.
New one, was.
And then there's the new one coming out soon, Dragon Ball Super Superhero or whatever. The names are so confusing. I don't know why they can't consolidate it or make it a little easier, but that'll be interesting because everyone's opening up in arms about the animation in that one. So we'll see.
Treyborn says, what's your guys' guilty pleasure show to watch? My fiance got me into Grey's Anatomy recently, and now your boy's invested.
I'm never guilty of watching any show. If I like it, I like it.
I don't really watch
it. I guess the latest season of The Bachelor, because I've been watching it since the beginning, so it's like, I'm here.
I watch that because Claire wants to watch it. Like, if Claire didn't watch it, would I watch it? Probably not.
I would say This Is Us. I guess This Is Us is kind of that guilty pleasure show. But it's not like it's a good, wholesome show. Like, why should I be guilty about liking it? You know what I mean? Like, it just makes me feel wholesome. It makes me cry, all right? Makes me feel something here.
And not many things do. It's so poochie. Cold.
Right in his little...
Yeah. Right in my little right bussy. Vent
pooper.
Yeah.
Right in his little drunk pooper.
That was pretty sussy of me. To poop on the vent.
That was very sussy.
Shredren says, what's the first game you guys ever remember playing?
Duck Hunt.
Definitely Duck Hunt with my dad.
Yeah
it's got to be something like that. Or like Super Mario on the...
But can you remember it?
Yeah, like... Yeah, but like
it's whatever one
genuinely
you're
like having a vivid memory.
I literally remember like picking up the little Duck Hunt gun, like playing with.
Yeah,
it was in Georgia, at, like my cousin's place. Whatever, I was so tiny, and then my mom came in, like freaked out because it was like I was holding the gun. Yeah, I remember the whole thing.
Yeah, there's two video games I vividly remember playing: the Lion King video game and Duck Hunt. Those are like the first two that are like the earliest games that I can remember playing.
Lion King was a spawn of Satan.
That's that why, game, like, because you couldn't beat the giraffe. You couldn't jump on its fucking head.
That
like,
and Spider-Man. I forget which.
Hercules had a hard game, too. There was this Hercules game that was on the computer that was super hard.
When you're a kid, everything's hard. Like,
yeah, but you go back and people are like, what the... And I think part of it, too, is just, like, controls didn't handle that well. There was no forgiveness. Is a part of it too is like almost no game had checkpoints
input like
that, and it's like
delay.
Oh, you lose on a level, go back to the very beginning. I mean, famously, you have what the fudge is that? The Toad game, Frog Tales, or whatever the fudge that was, where everyone struggled. They just like, I feel like they're just like, hey, we need to artificially make this game feel like it's longer than this, so we're just gonna make it really hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or another game I remember playing very young was and I couldn't tell you which was first. They all just kind of blend together. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They had this water level with like jellyfish stingers on the edge of them, and it was like the most impossible thing to control. Orange says, "Hey y'all, got a Final Fantasy question for Blue. What was your favorite fight of the tier now that it's been out for a bit? Personally, I love P4s. Also, Dragon Song Ultimate Hype. So excited for it."
I'm super excited for Dragon Song. It looks great.
Looks awesome.
Same.
I think my favorite fight was definitely the second act of P2. I actually don't like the first part of P1 or of P2. Or, I'm sorry, hold up. I'm getting confused. P4's second part is definitely my favorite fight. Just a really great fight. I really enjoyed it. The first part of P4, I actually was not a fan of. I think that fight is mid as fuck. But second part of P4, my favorite fight of the tier. Great fight. So close to P2. P2, a big favorite of mine as well.
Blemish says, are you guys going to watch the Jujutsu Kaisen movie? No, I haven't seen it yet. So, is it out or something?
I didn't even realize it was out until I went to the movie theater yesterday. It comes out like March 17th or something. Oh, I didn't really? Even know there was a movie. And I was like,
is it sick to the point where like you need to watch it, Rob, because the movie's going to be sweet?
You haven't seen Jujutsu Kaisen?
No, I haven't seen Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, as a shonen lover, you'll like it. Because that's the only animes you've liked. So.
True. Shonen means what? Like,
there's probably a better like literal description, but it's usually like young character, usually male, lives in this scenario where they need to become the strongest,
the best,
and it's a whole bunch like training arc as they grow up to become the best.
Makes sense.
I.e., yes. Anything like Dragon Those Ball, Naruto.
Anything I watch.
Yeah, My Hero, Bleach, One Piece.
Those are like most popular animes in the Western culture. Fairy Tale. I feel like.
Those are the ones.
Because like I feel like you don't see a lot of slice of life people recommendations and stuff like that.
Those are,
I saw you ask Miss 5000 Watts though for something. You're like, give me something crazy.
Oh yeah, well she listed thing. I was like, I've literally like barely stepped out of like shonen. I was like, give me a recommendation. I haven't gotten to it yet because I haven't watched
something
much. But
insane.
Yeah, I'll probably be like, what the fudge?
And what she gave you sounded pretty insane.
Yeah, and I was like,
Inuro asks question for Rob. Since I haven't been able to catch many streams lately, posting my any rage moments of Elden Ring to your YouTube channel. Yes, there will be plenty of rage content that's coming to the Elden Ring channel. We have an episode that's probably actually coming out today. I think Blake's sending me it. I'm basically just sending like all the raw streams to Blake and just be like, make episodes. And whatever he decides what the episodes look like, that's up to him. And that's the Blake works best like that. So, cause then like, he'll just make the editing even funnier than the actual content the video was. So that's our boy. Kenneth says question for Fruit. What's your favorite Epic 7 character and why?
I think someone asked this before. I don't know if I have a favorite.
Someone has asked this, really?
Yeah, I think they asked. Possibly Strays, just because probably the best pull I've gotten, and I use him in just about everything. But otherwise, Luna. My E7 fans know. They know what's up. Okay.
They know what's up.
They know what's up.
Strays looks cool. He looks like Husbando. Yeah, he is Husbando. Let's check out Luna here. Okay, Luna, I can see. Yes.
Very strong character.
Yes. Yeah. Very big horns.
Dragon lady. Yes. She's a dragon, actually.
All right. Well, that'll do it for episode 123. Oh, wow. We actually ended at 123 as well on my
report. Whoa.
Cool. I, too, am at 123.
Where can people find you on the internet, Blue?
You guys can find me everywhere at my Mr. Fruit or Mr. Fruit Official or Mr. Fruit YouTube on Instagram.
You can find me at Dado Got Worlds First.
Nice. Prediction here. You guys can find me everywhere at Blue Westlow Hoodies ship today. So be excited.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard
just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.